tomorrow's news today.
All right. I've studied Trump in depth, watched his moves, retroactively studied him in his earlier life before I really started focusing on him about 10, 12 years ago. And he's not always playing 3D chess. He's not always outmaneuvering super mastermind stuff. But when it comes to business and geopolitics, when it comes to shaking up the old order, he is a savant. And the entire global corporate media is in absolute meltdown mode over his letter to NATO and to Denmark over Greenland that, well, since I didn't get my peace prize, I guess it's war then. And a lot of Trump supporters are saying, boy, this is an epic troll. The left is saying Trump's gone completely bonkers. And it's not either one of those. This is a very well thought out thing that Trump is doing. And I'll be explaining that coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is a big deal. And it'll, of course, come out weeks and months later exactly what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is what's going on. So I'm going to wait, though, till the bottom of the hour. And believe me, you want to hear this information. And when you see it, you'll see how masterful this is. And I know a lot of you are extremely informed already, so you know what it is. But I'm going to wait until the bottom of the hour here in about 28 minutes from now, 29 minutes from now. We come out of that break at 33 after, I will get right into it. Trump pens deranged letter to Europe saying he will not think purely of peace. Well, they're sure not. Trump has just handed Putin the prize he always wanted. Is that true? Trump's insane new threat leaves no doubt it's time for the 25th Amendment. Trump thinks links his push for Greenland to not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. He's always wanted a Greenland. I got his letter right here, not on Truth Social. This is a little communique he sent out. By little, it's not long. I don't mean it's not important. Denied the Nobel, Trump wants Greenland, not thinking peace. It's hilarious. So I'm going to get to that. It's beyond trolling. It's not just trolling for trolling's sake. It is masterful trolling. At one level, it's a troll. But that's not the reason for it. And again, sometimes Trump doesn't think. So when people think, oh, he's always doing 3D chess, no, he's not. Like the Canada thing, he told Trudeau, hey, you can be the, governor of the 51st state. They got a lot of laughs, so Trump made a few more jokes about it. And then it made, even though Trudeau was out of power, made his party go from 15% approval rating to 40, and they won the election. And now, Trump reversed that letter, said, oh, no. We want to be friends with Canada. We want to help you. Well, too late. And I'm not putting Trump down. I'm just saying, I know Trump, folks. I know when he's doing something. And that was not 3D chess. But boy, are folks waking up there up in Canada. You've got secession movements that look like they're going to happen. And so much more. Carney saying he's allying against America, communist China, and the EU, which I've told you is the new alliance. Now it's out in the open. He's a top globalist. So that's coming up. We have unbelievable developments in Minnesota and around the country as Trump prepares his declare the Insurrection Act. Nick Sordor getting robbed yesterday evening. Being drugged and almost killed behind a car. It is wild. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're how we reach a lot of new people, and that is so vital. Please share the live feeds of Real Auctions on X on Rumble and tell folks about the local station you're listening to or watching. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Sunt amici, bunera, sunt tradi preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, January 19th. The year is 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here. Very humbled that you're deciding to tune in and hopefully share the live feeds, however you're watching or however you're listening. Okay, coming up, bottom of the hour. What is Trump thinking? Trump to Norway. No Nobel, no Greenland, no letter. Again, Trump to Norway, no Nobel, no Greenland, the letter that has shocked Europe. What is Trump really doing there? Well, I know exactly what he's doing. He's not going crazy. He's not just trolling. That's just a small part of it. It is trolling. No. He is using leverage on NATO and the globalists because of what they've been doing and being recalcitrant and demanding to continue the escalated war with Russia. But I'll give the details, the facts, and will this gamble work? So far, his geopolitical gambles have all succeeded. But it is a gamble. But the media is acting like Trump is completely insane. Well, they're about to find out here in the near future. The World Economic Forum, that is a co-equal to the UN. 4 years ago, they merged officially with the United Nations. The private corporate governance system of the BlackRock ESG system. The World Economic Forum is now headed up by Larry Fink because Klaus Schwab became so incredibly unpopular and a poster boy for global tyranny that he resigned, but he's still going to be at the meetings. And he would put a new video out saying it is critical that we regain the public's trust in the international order, the rules-based order, which means their new world order. So their system has literally fallen apart. The old globalist order is over. Carney, that is a top globalist, Schwab level, the former head of the Bank of England, not even Canadian, he now runs Canada. And he said last week in China, the new world order is China, the EU, and Canada against America. And we have those clips. I played a few of them on Friday, but I didn't get to it last night. I was so busy. The new ones over the weekend where reporters go, "What do you mean, Prime Minister?" And he goes, "Well, it's our alliance with the EU and China against America. And all the totalitarianism that comes with it." I mean, it's just simply incredible to have this show out in the open now. And, of course, they're confiscating the last guns now and passing laws to put you in jail for 5 years for criticizing the government, just like they're doing in Australia, just like they're doing in the UK. It's the same system, just like they're doing in Germany. So that's super hardcore. I've got a lot of other news as well I'm going to get to. I also want to open the phones up throughout the broadcast right through 3 o'clock Central today, so the next 3.5 on the next 3 hours and 50 minutes of actual airtime, but we'll be getting to your calls coming up towards the end of this hour, and then right into the next hour, interspersed with news and analysis. But I want to take a lot of your phone calls on any of these interesting subjects, you know, here today. You notice I had laryngitis for about a week. I know it's been very annoying to listen to. It's been very annoying for me. I feel like what it must be like to be Kennedy, where you got to focus and really push and be able to talk. But it's about 50% better. I know if I'd arrested it, it would have been better days ago. But in the next few days, say your prayers, cross your fingers, it should be back to the good old normal voice. But it's certainly feels good now. So thank you for your support and prayers out there. People have been doing that, and I appreciate it. Unsolicited, I saw in the emails, and I saw in comments on InfoWars and on X and Rumble, Alex, take it easy. We're praying for you. Believe me, I need the prayer. Not just for my larynx, but just for everything in general going on. I don't make a big deal about being the position I'm in, the level of attacks I'm under from all different sectors and angles and also spiritual attack, but it is only through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit that the Father sends, and of course you as intercessors praying for me and the operation and the crew and my family, that we have been able to withstand this, because I've withstood nothing and it's all been God. But when you reach out and ask God for providence and for leading, guiding, and directing us, it happens. So I really do need your prayers, because as you can see, not just with InfoWars, but in your own life and everywhere, the quickening's here, and evil is intensifying, good is intensifying. It's really an amazing, amazing time to be alive. But like I said, I'm into the big news on Trump's statement that they're saying is so insane, so crazy. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We also have prominent Catholic clerics denounce U.S. foreign policy and say we must prepare to have new martyrs. I guess they'll be the patron saints of nuclear war with Russia. Bishop warns clergy, prepare for new era of martyrdom. Top cardinals. Okay. We got to take in all the illegal aliens too, but the Vatican doesn't take in one. It's the hypocrisy of the Vatican leadership. I mean, 80% of them are leftists. There's some great cardinals and bishops, people that really say true things and, you know, really inform, but that's not who runs it. Really feel sorry for Catholics, but hey, I'm not shaking a stick at you. Look at all the other big denominations. It just goes from bad to worse, because evil has penetrated into every major institution. Yeah, go back to that headline on Drudge. Is the U.S. still a force for good? USA no longer a force for good. What did the different NATO heads say the last month repeatedly, and leaders in Europe? America is our enemy now. America is now bad. We may have to go to war with America. And again, who does the installed Prime Minister of Canada? Trudeau had a 50% approval rating. He's removed. You have, you know, over 10 parties, so they do a manipulation with the parties to team up and then put Carney in. It's not, a two-party system, not a straight-up 50-plus percent of the vote you win, or majority of the vote you win. And it's just like Starmer has a 15% approval rating. But they rewrote the rules in Parliament where, in the last election, a vote for Labour was almost counted, it was almost three times. The formula was like 2.5 votes. So each vote for a Labour candidate in the parliamentary setup, they would then get that many more votes to in the vote in Parliament from the members of Parliament on who would be the Prime Minister. If you caught that, it's meant to give you a headache. They just changed the rules and said, well, we're a very unpopular party. You know, we've only got less than 20% support, but we are already in power, so we'll just change the rules that every vote in Parliament by a member of our party for Prime Minister is counted 2.5 times. There was a bunch of other weird stuff they did. I mean, it's just like trying to keep track of it. Same crap went on up in Canada. And then we have these installed individuals And again, a lot of Americans will say, well, why do I care about what goes on in Canada? Well, you better care. Because China is literally taking it over right now. They admittedly had 50,000 troops training up there. They have their own police departments and own police cars. Now the leader, Carney, who we knew was going to end up openly announcing his allegiance to Communist China, has now done it. And remember what Justin Trudeau said when he first got in power, what was it, almost a decade ago? Remember? They said, what type of government is your favorite? What do you admire the most? What do you model yourself after? And he said, Xi Jinping's basic Chinese communist dictatorship. He said, dictatorship. I played the clip 500 times. You want to see it again? I mean, look, if you don't believe me, just type in Justin Trudeau dictatorship quote. And the women in the room love it. It's like, oh, yes, dictatorship, because we're the dictators now. We the bosses. We the bosses. So I'm going to get to those clips. It's just mind-blowing. And it ties into Klaus Schwab and all the rest of it. But the good news is not one but two provinces the numbers are there, have the votes to leave. Now, you got the governor general, and the British Empire never really left, so it's behind the scenes and could try to invoke powers to override that, kind of like Denmark said in the 50s. Greenland can leave anytime you want. You're independent, but now the fine print is, oh, sorry, you can't. Yeah, here's the basic dictatorship quote. So it's really amazing this is going on. All right, now. Let me give you kind of an overview on what's going on with the Insurrection Act and what's happening with the left. And then after we've covered the big geopolitical and actually played the clips, I'm going to take your phone calls. But the first thing that I really want to put front and center is this is the Podesta plan. This is the admitted plan to trigger absolute societal breakdown. And you can see the job that's been done by the corporate media, by the educational system, by the colleges, with the leftists in this country who progressively get more and more violent. I mean, just a few years ago, it was mainly Antifa and some Black Lives Matter people and a few Muslims that would knock a family over the head or stab somebody because they were wearing an American flag shirt. Now, you go into Minneapolis, Minnesota, or other leftist cities, it is a large portion of the people, predominantly middle-aged and older whites with phalanxes of Muslims and Somalis in the case of Minnesota, and some Hispanics joining them. But they are anti-America. They are anti-white. They say that. They are communist. And they are vicious. Absolutely vicious. And we did a lot of coverage on that last night. People are just walking by a restaurant. There's a bunch of IT guys sitting around eating for lunch. They decide they're ICE. They go in and beat them up and attack them. And the police don't come and say, that's okay. Fellas wearing an American flag sweatshirt. They beat him up, chase him down the road, make him take off the shirt, still keep attacking him. And I'm just, there's hundreds of these videos. I know you've seen a lot of them. Nick Sordor just pulls up in a Somali area of Minnesota. Isn't there 5 minutes? And people run up around his car. Somalis do recognize who he is, starts talking to him. They grab his camera, run away with it. try to run him over. His hand gets caught in the door, bleeding, slammed inside the door. They drag him down the road at about 40 miles an hour. You ask, how'd he run that fast? If you look, he's skiing at the end down the ice. He's leaning back on his feet, skiing, or he would have gotten run over. And he had just hosted his Sunday show a few hours before this happened here on InfoWars, 1 p.m. Central, right before we go live at 4 p.m. Central. So it just shows how dangerous this is. You saw what happened to Jake Lang, them trying to kill him. And then all these leftist Somalis and old white people run out and scream, get out of here, scum, get out of here, coward, get out of here, filth, you're not allowed to be here. And when he called the police department, they finally came, and it's on video, he released it last night, and they said, Nick, it's your fault, you know you shouldn't be here. And so, no, we're not going to go, we don't care that you have the license plate of the car, we don't care, they tried to kill you. The police say, we're not going to help you. And that's how tyranny works. The communists always have their brown shirts. The Nazis had them too. They always have their paramilitary street thugs who go out and do the dirty work, and the government says, we don't know anything about that. And so that's what this is. And it really goes to the heart of who these individuals are. So I have a lot of clips, a lot of analysis, a lot of information on that front. But there is no doubt that this is only going to get worse into the summer, into the midterms, and that they are trying to go for full civil war. And I know I've harped on that till people were, you know, numb, but you do notice I was right again. And you do notice that it's getting very intense. And again, people are saying, well, nobody's buying it. The polls show Trump's actually gone up a few points over this, which is true. Most people aren't buying this. They're acting like fools. Yeah, but you see, they haven't done the final ingredient yet. Look what they've done with this one woman that was out there trolling and blocking and trying to run over the cop, the ICE officer, Ross, Ms. Good, Mrs. Good. Imagine when somebody mows down a big demonstration of illegal aliens and their supporters, and then they find the dead body of a MAGA supporter with his manifesto, and you've got 200 people shot, 100 and something dead, little kids dead. Then the left's going to activate their real terror cells, the real criminal groups, the MS-13, the TDA, the Hezbollah, the Hamas that they are allied with, and this country is going to explode. So this is all just the beta test. This is all just the warm-up. This is all just the preparatory phase right here. But if you look at the other uprisings they've done, Summer of Love, and then what they tried last year in the spring and summer, those were just warm-ups. You see, if they couldn't have stolen the election from Trump, Podesta said in the New York Times in their big war game, it was a report on their official big war game they had, they issued a report on the war game, you can read for yourself, we've shown many times, and they said, if he's able to win, this is what we're going to do, starting with demonstrations, starting with events, and then we believe that Trump will call out the military when we block the deportations and when our people get violent, and then we believe the military is going to mow down a bunch of people. And they put that in the movie Civil War and all the rest of it, a total wish list. It just makes no sense. Well, except they're going to false flag these big crowds. You can guarantee. And when they do that, that's when they're going to make their move and have like power outages and claim the Russians did it or terrorists did it or white supremacists did it. They've already pre-programmed that. So and then boom, Trump might get, you know, truck bombed or a missile shoots down Air Force One because there'll be a stand down. I mean, don't think when they make this move for civil war that it's really even pointed at Trump. They need to get rid of him. And then the Civil War is really about locking down, getting control, persecuting MAGA, persecuting loyal Americans, persecuting what they see as the counter-revolution. That's what they call us, counter-revolutionaries. And I've studied the Weathermen's operations, and that's what's been picked up officially now by the CIA and the left of this country, and Saul Alinsky and the Clark and Piven plan. So we know their plan. We know their tactics. We know their modern actual execution plan, not just their theoretical doctrine. And so I have their battle plans, their different scenarios, their overall philosophies. I mean, I know more about the globalists and their mindset and the communists and their different systems of control than most of their top people. Because most of them are just compartmentalized, do their job, follow orders, and are very decadent and you know, really don't work that hard. The proto-globalists were more professional and very much smarter. The current ones have gotten pretty sloppy. And when I say communist, that's the operating system for the grassroots. It's not a communist system. It's a totalitarian corporate technocracy, mad scientist, control grid, in their own words. And it's a mark of the beast, digital social credit score, panopticonic control system. And so, really thinking about this, I think it hinges on a lot of things, but they're just beta testing and probing right now that if they can get a revolution, even in winter, they'll do it. But statistically, during the summer, riots are infinitely easier to start. Almost all revolutions start in July or August in history. And that's around the world. I mean, it happens in the summer. And so, let's just say big uprisings do. And so, I really think they need to kill Trump first. If they'd have killed Trump in Butler, when that happened over a year ago, they were going to blow up some black churches and colleges, shoot up some illegal alien facilities, blame it on angry Trump supporters, knock out some power grids, saying white supremacists did it, to try to tie Trump to white supremacy. It's like when they killed Kirk, they immediately said, oh, there's death threats at the black colleges. Just completely made up. Turned out that was fake. So you can see it all, folks. And remember, long before they ever said anything about black colleges, I said they're going to start telling you that, you know, the Trump supporters are going to attack black colleges because they just need some place where it's basically just black people so they can go kill a bunch of them. And they get everybody all pissed off. That's why I've been psychologically inoculating everybody every day saying, hey, to black folks, hey, when they blow up your college, like, it ain't Trump. It ain't me, okay? I mean, come on. You're smart. You can see what's going on here. But it doesn't matter if the black people don't go crazy. The whites are going to do it in their name, like we're seeing in Minnesota. And that is the big problem. We'll be right back.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time. And we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a Beggin' right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And, well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself and your family and protect you. I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife. Double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get is some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a Kaiser Blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Mm-hmm. Limited edition, almost sold out. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy. What Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But, I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
The sleeping giant, the death humanity is rising! If you won't stand up against tyranny, you'll all be a slave. If your child is bullied, they will push you around and make you their slave. Become men again! Become women again! Stand up and tell the new world order! You can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom!
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
For the people above you that are inviting you into their new world order, they're slaves. They've sold out to it. They're blind to their cowards. You don't want to be part of them. Like Patrick Henry said, forget you are our brethren. Go from us in peace. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Let your chains sit lightly upon you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
There's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
almost 10 years ago on the eve of the 2016 election. And it's more pertinent today than ever because the very same globalists still run NATO. And they're openly trying to drag us into full, complete war with Russia. And that's what all this Greenland stuff with Trump is about. I mean, we need Greenland. He talked about it in the first admin. The Pentagon has always wanted it. We have the endless lease, just like Guantanamo Bay, that both parties have to get out of it. Denmark claimed it had freedom. It didn't. The Chi-Coms are moving in. So on that level, it's the right move. But Trump's bizarre statements on the surface is exactly what I was predicting he was about to do. So it's trolling at one level, but that's just for public consumption. The real move I'll get to here in a moment. Trump will not rule out using force to take Greenland. When asked, he replied, no comment. The Pentagon has confirmed they've drawn up plans to take it by force. Now, I'm going to explain why that's happening as well. You want answers? I know what I'm talking about on this, all right? And he is playing 3D chess big time. Now, again, Trump is not 3D chess on all sorts of other things. I'm not putting him down. He's very smart. But when it comes to this is I know exactly what he's doing, and I'm explaining in a moment. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles, and the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. We just approach the companies in almost every case. They let us private label it. When they don't, we just clone the product with another manufacturer and make it better. Real simple. But I'd say about 80% of the products, of the supplements, there's more than 30 of them on there now, are all just private labels. Just like when I got Kirk Elliott as a sponsor, I decided 26, 27 months ago, I said, yeah, I think silver and gold's about to do its big 10-year run. All the market factors and the industrial use of silver. I hadn't had a sponsor for 14 years, even though I had them knocking down my door. I'm not going to pitch something when it's not good. I'm going to bring silver and gold back. And my job was real easy. I said, who's the number one company in the U.S. that has the highest ratings? And he was number one and has the highest ratings. And on its face, sells wholesale. 100% know what it is every day. You know what you're getting, cut and dry. Are you not pleased? It's the same thing with the damn supplements, folks. And I have family when they visit town. I have people in grocery stores. Just all the time. I mean, I get it at least once a week. Hey, listen, are those supplements, are those real? I'm thinking about getting those. Is that snake oil? And I'm just like, why in the hell would I sell you something that doesn't work? What, you think I want to just rip you off one time? No, I want to get in bed with you. I want a relationship with you. God almighty. Again, I've said this 1,000 times. If I was going to open a restaurant, and I did back in high school and college, working in restaurants and waiters, and they would immediately make me a manager. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I know about it. But you're smart, too. Again, what does a good salesman sell? Good things. The best salesman, though, to sell the best products. They sell themselves. A restaurant that was smart, has high-quality, good food with great service, great atmosphere, at a reasonable price that's consistent. And then you got lines around the block. You have constant regulars. That's my philosophy in news, in products, in culture. And the vast majority of you sit there. I'm not bitching at you, but maybe 1% of our audience never buys anything. And we love you. You're the tip of the spear. You're the reason we can do all this and change the world together. The rest of you are really missing out. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, that's the very best. If you don't get our Shilajit or our CMOS, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric, that's the strongest out there. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you. You're crazy. I mean, quite frankly, you're nuts. And I had meetings with the accountants this weekend and with Begley, hours and hours of them, and they said, Alex, you know, you don't run the company. You know, we were the sponsor. We listen to you, and we listen to you on products, but listen, you're the one keeps saying buy one, get one free, and you're the one that has sales going constantly. And we look at the numbers, we're making a lot of money gross, but we ain't really keeping any money. We have to stop this. And I said, I know, I've habituated the audience to always getting insane good deals. I'm going to have to go with a new table of what our best sales will ever be versus regular prices, but just buy the products to support us. But I've been so ridiculous about it, and so have they. They're just as bad as me. And it has got a lot of new customers, repeat customers, but at a certain point, it's got to stop. Because routinely, the sales we have are loss leaders, and you just can't float the boat with an empty river. I mean, here's another example. Big sales going on the side, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife, 40% off. I mean, the thing's only got like 80% markup on it. So you can't run a company with 40% with all the stuff that goes on. Here's another example. I know these badass trucker hats cost them like $15 a piece. Okay, they sell for like $25, $30. Limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it until Sunday, so I had them extended one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these, limited edition, in there. So get yours now, thealexshowstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you. Did I tell you gold and silver were going to at least double in the next couple of years? And then it's overperformed that, okay? Did I tell you it's the surest thing I ever saw? A lot of you have been listening for a long time. You heard me pitch silver and gold for 14 years now because it wasn't a good deal. This is a sure thing here, folks. As sure as it gets. Unless a meteorite blows the planet up next week or something. So, I am not going to steer you wrong. Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. 99% of people. I've given it to over 500 people, and three people I know didn't have any effect energy-wise. So that's more than 99%. 99-plus percent feel it within 30 minutes. But the real effect takes a few weeks to kick in. So good for your mind. So good for all your cells. So good for your telomeres. Just get a bottle of Ultramethylene Blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, law firms. I mean, and by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago. And they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist. And I know what I'm talking about. And my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together. And I can tell you, we know what we're doing. And this broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively. But we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right. But we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support. And I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com and get the supplements. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm just getting ready to go to war. I mean, we're going to depose hundreds of people. We've got research teams, hardcore top lawyers that are totally pissed, that have won giant judgments, across the country over and over again, who are, by the way, are obsessed with this case now because they can't believe it. We have the CIA, FBI running the attacks. We have all the proof. We have the leaks. We have whistleblowers. We have the documents. We have the depositions. I mean, this is just absolute. I mean, you know I'm in Crossfire Hurricane. You know I'm in Arctic Frost. It's all over the news. I'm in the top 30 people targeted by the deep state consistently because there's all, you know, every time stuff gets declassified, I'm right there at the top. I'm always in there. And that's okay. People said, God, why don't you give up? No, I got in this knowing it'd be a fight. I'm just saying we are now on their ass, folks. You notice I'm still banned everywhere but X and Rumble. All these other people spewing totally made up crap that just discredits everything. They're not just on every other network. They're force fed and pushed to discredit everybody. And then I see these people that say, oh, Jones is criticizing this person because he's jealous. I love other talk show hosts that are telling the truth. I love other journalists that are fighting the globalists. They want to put me in prison and kill me. They want to enslave you. If there were a whole bunch of badass talk show hosts and we were totally winning right now and there were people way better than me, I would quit right now. I'd say, hey, crew, you can run it. Who wants to come run the InfoWars Network? If people don't, I'd shut this son of a bitch down. I've been doing this 32 years in April, and I've poured my soul into it. And it's not that I don't want to keep doing it. It's that now it's all I do. When I sleep, all I do is dream about this. When I get up at 4 a.m., it's all I do. I am so completely committed now that I am a machine, and that I don't even think I could quit if I tried now. And it's frightening. And so I guess it's a good thing I'm so committed, but it's getting more intense. It's getting where I don't even, I'm a robot now. I still have all the emotions. My soul's stronger than ever, and my discernment is way more powerful. And my knowledge of things, and it's very painful to see people caught up in the system. And I just, it's not like I want to quit and want to stop. It's the opposite. I realize that if I don't pull back soon, I'll be completely, absolutely overtaken by this fight because there's already not much left of me. And by that, of the old Alex Jones, the guy that was funny, the guy that liked sunsets, the person that had, you know, things other than this. And I've always been mainly focused on fighting the globalists, but now it's all I can do. It's all I can think about. I mean, I just have dreams about fighting the globalists and all this technical stuff, and I work during my dreams, and I wake up during them, and I'm like, God, please let me just dream about something nice like I used to. Please, can I just have a little bit of rest? Can I just have some time where I'm not, you know, in this? And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that when I see people say, Jones is criticizing Candace Owens because he's jealous of her. I like Candace. She's done a lot of great work. And I went and looked at what she was putting out and doing, and it was made up insane crap. We disproved it. Mitch Snow and Wachuca and the planes. And now she says, no, it's time traveling. And the government followed her as a kid and Charlie as a kid. And he got control of the secrets of the Mesopotamia or whatever, and like, and he is the holder of the keys, like Gozer the Traveler in Ghostbusters or something. And I'm just like watching this, and it discredits everything. And so I was just honest about it, and I got pissed off about it. And well, I mean, what do you expect me to do here? Doesn't mean I don't question TPUSA. It doesn't mean I don't think that there was other people helping kill Charlie. But when I looked at the whole attack by her and this whole group, it was take down TPUSA no matter what, hit him with all these other made-up things. And I could see that they were working with the Democrats, all these other Democrat podcasters and talk show hosts, and big tech boosting what she was doing. I didn't mean to single her out. She was just kind of the lead elephant, you know, stampeding this. And I just felt a responsibility. I mean, I do what God tells me. The Holy Spirit's like, she's doing wrong. She's wild-eyed enjoying it, bullying people, and I want you to go after her. And you saw me at first, and I wanted to do it because I'm Mr. Don't Infight. Everybody knows that. But when our own people really are working for the other side, either consciously or unconsciously, I got a responsibility to do it. And that's the only reason I did that. And you know, it tore my guts out. And you notice I've not been, I didn't do much of a victory lap. I did a little bit with Fuentes, but it's not a victory lap. And then I saw people go, oh, well, she doesn't literally mean time travel. She doesn't literally mean, yeah, no, she said she literally believed it. And my point is that it gets more wild, more insane, more crazy each day. Next, she's going to tell you she's Santa Claus. And so that's why I said 5 weeks ago, I said, Candace, have you had a breakdown? Have you had a nervous breakdown? Because I knew she'd been given the stuff on Mitch Snow being a con artist, and I didn't want to bring that out. I wanted her to drop it. Don't drop the Charlie Kirk investigation. Just drop that. And she didn't. Her and her surrogates came after me. And I might have got a little emotional and, you know, pissed off about it because I don't like attacking people that have been traditionally on our side. But my problem is I get excited about anything I do. Once I do it, I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? So I want to see leaders and people that I know get it, that are dialed in, that are clicked in, and I'm out of here. You ain't going to see me no more. And I've told you this for decades. My mission is to become obsolete. My mission is to have so many people awake, so many people knowing what's going on, that they can't kill one or two of us and shut this down. We still have a lot of people who have a big general knowledge, big understanding of certain things, but they don't have the full spectrum knowledge to be able, like a hologram, you know, pull up all the different systems and pieces. I saw the host of Dark Waters the other day. He did a really good analysis. I like that guy because, like, he says this is exactly what I'm thinking. It's like we're simpatico. It's the spirit, Holy Spirit. And he was, you know, describing, like, got this whole 3D model up, seeing all the pieces together, and you got to, like, click to that to get it. And all I'm trying to do is get people to see what I'm seeing. I'm not up here on the mountain saying, man, I got all the answers, and aren't I great? I'm up here chewed up, shot up, bleeding, arrows sticking out of me. And I got a responsibility to keep fighting. And I'm just like, you know, how much do I have to be proven right about? How many times do I have to be proven right for people to listen to me? Okay. I'm giving you everything I got, okay? Everything I got. And I can't do it without your prayer. That's all I'm asking for because I am I'm the opposite of tired. I am consumed. And my knowledge is growing exponentially. And the problem is I don't have ways to describe things properly because they're so complex. And I know a lot of you are smart too. You have that same conundrum. And that's why we got the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us together. And then through that Spirit guiding us all together, that's how we get the synergy. And we're independent, but the oneness under Christ is the only way we're not going to blow the planet up. Because humans are made in the image of God. And you see, we're building God-like systems. Doesn't mean we're gods. We're made in the image of God. But we're like monkeys running around, you know, in a weapons factory with hand grenades or something. And if we aren't being guided by the Holy Spirit, which doesn't take our will, doesn't enslave us, doesn't turn us into automatons, but through that interface, we get guided into that symphony of God's system. That's the only way we're not going to all kill each other. And the Bible says the beginning of knowledge is sorrow. And with great knowledge comes great sorrow. And it's a very bittersweet, you know, the sorrow is sweet. It's bitter and sweet. The way I would describe it is the feeling of nostalgia. You know, nostalgia is a pain, but it's a good pain. And I've always had nostalgic thoughts. I know you do too, but now I'm just constantly in nostalgia. Constantly reassessing the past, reassessing things that happened to get clues to the current, the future. Because those who don't know history didn't repeat it. And I just feel the incredible will of our species and all we've been through and all the struggles and all the fights of our ancestors to then just give over our humanity and just – let the satanic system come in and give us poison shots to attack our DNA and literally vandalize the code that God created. And I just am a fan of humanity. I'm such a supporter and lover and backer of one of God's greatest works. And I just hate seeing people hate humanity. I hate seeing people turn to the dark side. I hate seeing people that really just can't get that connection to God. They really need to burn out all the devil that's in them. And I'm not up here on some high horse, folks. Let me tell you something. Without God, I'd be the worst devil you can imagine. But through God, I have been reprieved. I have been saved. I have been jerked back. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Boy, ain't that the truth. But the pain is completion. And on the other side of it is victory. But you get an idea of God's timelessness and God's loneliness. That's why God made sentient beings with consciousness and free will. Because God did not want to be alone. And you really, within the timelessness of that, can feel God's spirit of love and decency and perfection and beauty. But also you can feel the sadness in God's heart. I feel God's sadness every moment. And as the sadness intensifies, I'm literally just like, God, I really, how much more discernment are you about to give me? Because I can't handle it. And I know why most people don't want to get involved in doing good, because it's scary to get involved in good. Evil comes after you. It's also scary to face all these bad things that are happening. But let me tell you something. The alternative of serving Satan is much worse. So just do what you're supposed to do, folks. But I wanted to be honest with you. I didn't get into the why Trump's doing what he's doing with these statements on Greenland that people say is so crazy. There's a method of the madness there. That's coming up. I'm going to give the number out, take your phone calls. Some of the other massive subjects straight ahead. Hour number two. Please stay with us.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at the AlexJonesStore.com.